Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, boy.
That was darn good. Robbie Falk's new album, by the way, is Gone Away Backward. And you can get the LP if you want, if you're still got a turntable. That'd be cool. Something better about an LP. But it's also on CD, of course. Gone Away Backward. It's on Bloodshot, which, by the way, is a great label if you're not familiar with it. Outstanding young musicians on Bloodshot. And they're in Chicago. And also, you can still get Happy. Robbie Falk plays the music of Michael Jackson. It's really good.
It sounds silly, but it's excellent.
It's really, he improves it. Well, yeah, I mean, Michael Jackson was great, but it takes it in a whole different, improves this, maybe not in the ring. And you can still get 13 Hillbilly Giants by Robbie. That's a classic album of his. Also, Couples in Trouble, I like. And Southmouth. Southmouth is a really good one. I like them all, actually. Great guy. A gentleman and a scholar. Well, okay. You guys feel like playing some? Because I haven't gone through these cards yet. Otherwise, I go in the audience and draw a blank.
Oh, well, we will. I, you know, playing after Robbie. So thanks.
I know.
Thanks a lot.
Well, you know, what about me? I got to try to entertain after Robbie.
No, I know, but it's kind of a different thing.
Oh, it is it? Oh, because you play music.
Music, and then, you know, we're happy to play anytime. That's our job.
If you don't want to, you don't have to.
No, I do.
We don't really need you on the show at all.
I think it's essential. It's essential that we play now, the more I think about it.
No, because I'm going to get a boombox and put it there.
No. Ready? One. Two.
Well, okay, then. Very nice. It was evocative and it was provocative.
That's by Mike Longo. It's called Stillwater.
It's a nice song. It's a nice song. That's what I call it, a nice song.
Song.
A nice song.
Yeah, nice
in
song.
The jazz mode.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's in there, the jazz mode.
Yes.
Nice song.
Yes, because there's not a lot of pianos in bluegrass. I suppose it's possible. Okay. Do you have any odd rituals you go through before opening? Yes, I really can't tell you what they are. They're really odd, extremely odd, and technically
illegal
in Wisconsin, pending the outcome of certain legislation. But you know how that goes. It's by no means certain that it will go through. What do you do to prepare for your morning show? See, same thing here. I drink a ton of coffee. And then, you know, and depending upon how that goes, it's a good day or it's a bad day. I'm just that way about everything. Every day starts that way. So, are you the same way?
Sure, same way.
Yeah. I don't look for signs in there. You know, I don't say, whoa. You know, but you know.
Yeah, I get you.
Especially, if you care to say it that way, especially when you get to be of a certain age. Because that's like the only thing you worry about. Only thing you obsess about is really, you know, well, is it going to happen today? You know, I mean, it's like, I don't know. You're shaking your head, but you know what I mean. Okay, never mind. Don't ask me these things and I won't tell you, that's all. Barbara Vodder is here from Middleton. She's retired. Is it okay to wear the wedding hat I bought someone else today? Well, yes, that's fine.
Okay.
You can only give it to her as a used hat, then. Very nice. Oh, it's in the hunting orange. You can take that up north, eh? And you go out there. Are you a hunter?
My daughter, who lives in Brooklyn, asked me to come by it so she wouldn't have to pay shipping and handling.
Oh, this is your daughter here. She's in Brooklyn.
No, but it's a small world.
Oh, is your daughter seeing Nathan, too? You hope so? Okay, all right. I thought we could really have some strange concurrence. All right, yeah, wear the hat. Looks good on you. Ginny J., formerly from Minnesota. What is the official difference between Minnesota and Wisconsin? Well, in point of fact, there's absolutely no difference. You know, It is like going through the looking glass, like the river there, you know, and you look through and you see, but you see yourself, but just in the obverse. It's not the reverse, it's the obverse, actually. Because, you know, our Swedes could actually mate with their Swedes. Our Norwegians with their Norwegians. You know, it's technically possible. It doesn't happen because they think they're better than us. That's the thing that's hard to understand. Where is Ginny J? Hi, and are you, well, let me go back there and talk to her. Otherwise, I'm just talking to myself, which is not a bad thing, but it's to be expected. It's a recurring theme. You know, we have these relationships with the concurrent adjacent states. You know, Illinois, that's a whole different thing. And would you mind standing up so we can speak vis-a-vis? How are you?
Hi, I'm great.
Which are you now, a Minnesotan or a Badger?
You're always a Minnesotan. Always.
Oh, you are? Unless you're not to begin with.
It's always up the lake, up the range. Yeah, I'm from the range.
You're up on the range there.
Yes, absolutely.
Where on the range are you from?
Hibbing, Virginia. Oh, okay. Yeah, up there.
Isn't that Dylan's hometown? Yeah.
That's right. I left my T-shirt in the other car. Yeah.
Do you know the Zimmermans by any chance?
Not the ones in Florida, but the ones from, yes, up in Duluth, up by Duluth, yes. Duluth.
Is that his Zimmermans?
Bob Zimmerman, yes.
You know them?
Everybody went to school with him. Whether we went to Woodstock and we went to school with Dylan. That's part of the deal.
When he was Zimmerman.
Yes, absolutely.
I think he should have stayed Zimmerman. That's the only thing, the only complaint I have about Dylan, if it would have been Zimmerman instead of Dylan.
The restaurant is Zimmy's. So you can go there and have a Zim burger.
What's in that?
I don't know. You don't remember it afterwards.
You do, but you see it afterwards, I bet.
Music sounds a lot better after you had the burgers.
Oh, yeah. Is that what his dad did? We ran a restaurant?
His cousins. They're cousins. Yeah.
Just taking advantage of the name.
Exactly. But we're raised as Minnesotans to think that there's something inherently different. And, like, we have lakes.
Superior.
We have lakes, you have cheese. And so I wondered if that's your sense of it.
It's our sense of you.
Well,
we have 50,000 lakes. But we don't put it on the license plate. Big deal. You guys are braggarts.
What's on your license plate?
In the Midwest, the biggest sin is being a braggart. And I have to say that Minnesotans are somewhat guilty of that. 10,000 lakes. Forget their mud holes, 5,000 mud holes and 5,000 small sluice ponds.
Every time that, like, Michelle Bachmann or something happens, we say, yes, we have Michelle Bachmann, but at least we don't live in Wisconsin. Stuff like that. That's not good.
I'd be lying if I said that didn't hurt. Not the Bachmann part so much. You deserve that part.
What? No, my daughter had to go all the way out to Brooklyn just to leave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You did? Did that work?
She had to bring me into this. Yeah. No, it was.
Well, she brought you into this in the first place.
Sure. No, I love the people of Wisconsin. Okay. Yes.
And the people of Brooklyn. The people of Brooklyn.
And even maybe a little bit more. Ooh. Living in Brooklyn.
See, now you ruined everything. You had a moment. No, it's too late. You can't take back. Well, all right, but you...
Thank you for letting us be in your wonderful state.
Yes.
Wonderful to have you here. Just slow down. Slow down. You'll get to your cabin. Damn it. Slow down. That's the other thing. What do you drive at, you know? You don't drive that speed over there, I noticed. Huh? You're in the passing lane going exactly the speed limit. In Minnesota, here, you can't even see you. Just a puff of smoke. Ridiculous. I'm not bitter. Did you see the rainbow this morning? No, I didn't. In Schulzburg, there was a rainbow. Marty Brunskill says there was. What? Oh, hold on here. We have a controversy.
Hold on.
Because radio is all about controversy. Let's get to it. You're saying it was not, in fact, a rainbow.
No, it was a sun dog.
Okay.
And it's ice crystals in the atmosphere. It's the ice crystals in the atmosphere.
What is?
The sun dog.
Oh, the sun dog. Are we still talking about that? Okay.
Yeah, it means it's going to be very cold.
So when it's very cold and you see that, it means it's going to be very cold.
Yes.
Well, what a good predictor of it being what it already is, then.
Minnesota, too, originally.
Oh, you're from Minnesota. Well, then say no more.
Yeah, that's right.
They call them sun dogs. What do we call them here in Wisconsin? We call them sun dogs? We do? We don't do it around me. I never heard that. Sun dog, and then are they colorful, though?
They're very colorful. Yes, they are. They look almost like a half a rainbow. But
do you agree with that? Or?
That's true.
What a guy he turned out to be. Who are you, then?
Sandy Bothan. Sandy and
Maynard.
And Maynard. Isn't that cute? They're such a cute couple. I love them. Well, we need equal time for the Brunskills here, right? Yep. Scholesberg, how are you?
We're doing good.
Marty?
I'm no, Dave.
Huh? I'm Marty. Oh, I'm Marty.
Well, you can see how I might be confused.
Right.
Okay. And then you're?
I'm Dave.
You're Dave. Yeah. Okay.
I kind of like to tell the lady from Minnesota that we do have the axe, you know.
We have the axe. Not only do we have the axe, we're not afraid to use it. Numerous times in our history, you've seen that. Was it a dog then?
Yeah, it was a sun dog, but I didn't think you'd know what one was.
Well, that's not insulting, is it?
I guess.
It's true, I didn't know what one was.
I didn't think you would. A lot of people don't.
Yeah. And you think I'm like a lot of people?
Probably.
That never ends well, that thought, you know.
Oh, well.
You're like everybody else kind of thing.
You'll get over it.
So does it take a rainbow shape?
Actually, it was up and down. You only saw the lower half of it.
Well, where were you looking? I don't understand. It's a shaft? It's like a shaft?
Saw the bottom leg of it, not the arc of it.
Like an obelisk?
Yeah.
It is an arc, but you only can see, like, the leg?
Yeah.
Did you find that, too?
Oh, yeah. I got to disagree.
Maybe you saw one leg and she saw the other, isn't it? No, same one. Okay. And it's worth noting, I guess. It was
real pretty.
And do you consider that to be auspicious?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Sure, why not? Thank you very much. The Brunskills, ladies and gentlemen. All the way from Schulzburg, cheese capital, the cheese capital of Wisconsin, by the way. And you say your brother?
Is a cheesemaker.
And what's his brand?
White Hill.
What?
White Hill.
White Hill cheese, look, from Schulzburg. Very good. All right. How are we doing time-wise?
It's up to you.
Up
we
to me?
Play. We could play. We could not play.
That's very nice of you.
Yeah.
Let's leave it up to you. What do you think?
I think one more.
One more? Okay. What is your homeowner's insurance deductible?
That's a good one.
God, one more and I had to pick an insurance salesman. Dave Pauly. Where's Dave Pauly? It's none of your business, Dave.
I figured, though, if you could tell me what it is, then we could all use the same amount. Because you're such a star.
That's facetious, isn't it?
You are.
Are you an insurance salesman?
No, I'm not. But I just, anybody who's got a house like you've got, that $4 million mansion on the lake, it's got
looks like a barn. I have a modified, one of those mansard barn things next to an alley. The neighborhood is good, but they're embarrassed about me. So how much should I have for a deductible? I don't know.
Well, two houses down from you is the governor's mansion, and you kind of, when you're talking to the governor, what is he?
Nowhere near the governor's mansion. You know, but I'm thinking about running for it, actually. Because I... No, it's all right. Don't encourage me. Because then I wouldn't have to do monologues anymore. It'd be quite a relief. But it's just for the mansion, actually, not for the office. So I just live there. Okay, anyhow, we're going to play the What Do You Know quiz now, a chance for you to win fabulous prizes just for being fabulous, excuse me. And before we can do that, we have to know who can and cannot participate in the quiz. I promised myself to enunciate this year. Oh, he dropped it. We can't do it. And you are?
Tom Woodsley.
Tommy from around here?
Born and raised.
Born and raised. Tom, I'll give you this. Get out of your way. Go to.
All questions on the What Do You Know quiz have been painstakingly researched. All the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, and poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own show. Hubble telescope finds planet that shouldn't be there. They're calling it Earth. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let somebody else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on the What Do You Know are well-reasoned, insightful, and needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio. Its member stations are lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Good job. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to play the fabulous What Do You Know quiz. Don't all raise them at once, because then it's a throng, becomes a crowd scene, and I feel very threatened if you start to rush the stage with your itch. Okay, Washington, what is it, Washington? Washington. Just plain Washington. Washington State? Washington Island. Oh, that's good, Washington Island. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Are you from Washington Island?
No.
Or, got the shirt?
Yeah.
Okay, and you are?
Mike.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
How are you?
Good.
What field are you in, Mike?
Wait.
And think about it. It can't be that important to you.
No.
Mike, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because it's fun.
It's fun. Is there a better reason? I don't know. I don't think so. Come on, Mike. Come on. No, come on. No, I meant that. Hurry while the applause lasts. It doesn't last long, believe me. All right, have a seat there if you would, Mike. Make yourself at home. That water is for you if you need it. Or if you need something a little stronger, we can send out. So, Waste Man, do you drive one of those things? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pelletary.
Pelletary. Yeah, he's got all the stuff around here. Pelletary. Mm-hmm. Everything you see is Pelletary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good guy to know. Is there a Pelletary or is it just
Tom Pelletary. Very, very nice guy.
Nice guy?
Yeah.
That must have been a whole lot of Pelletaries.
Yeah.
Over the years, because it's been around for years.
Yeah. Yeah, there's Bill and Tom. And
you can't dive in a dumpster that is not a Pelletary around here. So how are you? Are you relaxing now? Are you having some time off? Or?
Yeah, I've got the weekend off.
Just the weekend, yeah? What do you do on your time off?
Come to your show.
Oh.
Relax.
But I mean, ordinarily.
We like to do a lot of weekend trips.
Do you? Where do you go?
Washington Island.
Yeah, very nice out there.
Yeah, we just, wherever.
Yeah.
Just like to get away.
Yeah, a Christmas trip plan this year?
No. No, no. We just took the kids up to the Kalahari last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So weird.
Do you go down all those chutes and things yourself?
I did
tubes?
Not. I didn't partake this year.
I did the first time. That was it.
I did the surfing, and as soon as I got on, I got whipped off the thing, and I ripped my toenail off. So.
Oh, you ripped your toenail.
That was kind of the end of my fun for
that's a toenail I saw
park.
Floating there. And, in the lazy lagoon. That was you. I got a rash from the damn inner tubes. Terrible. What the hell is all the inside of my thing is rash, and I don't remember any odd behavior of any sort. But it was the tubes at the Kalahari. I'm just saying. Okay. How many kids do you have?
Between the two of us, we've got seven of them.
You got to do a head count just to make sure.
I've got five and she has two.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's great. And you're here in Madison? You live in Madison? Or
Oregon, yeah.
In Oregon. That's okay. That's close enough.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice to have you here, Mike. You know how this works?
No.
Okay.
I don't really.
Okay. You ever heard the show? Or?
Yes. But I'm just drawing a blank on the quiz.
Okay. And your children and your job.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, we're on your side here. That's the important thing. And someone out there, it's a general knowledge sort of quiz, not trivia at all. And someone out there calls and plays along with you, and you win some really prizes you never thought you wanted.
There we go.
But
I like
free.
That.
Okay, that's cool. And Sarah, how does that work then?
People who want to play along, pick up the phone and dial 1-800 942-5669 and answer a qualifying question
okay.
of your choice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Are you done? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, this is kind of survey results. Now, I don't know how they did this exactly, to tell you the truth, but we got two of them for qualifying questions today. This is reputedly the most swearingest state in the union. If you know what that is, they did. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how they did this, and I personally don't believe it. But the most we're swearing occurs the most in a given state. This is the one that they said it does. Let's go right now to Ohio. And Harlan's on the line from Shaker Heights. Hey, Harlan.
Hi.
Is it cold there, Harlan?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. What's a little like?
Mm-hmm.
How many degrees like?
I'd say about 30, maybe.
Oh God.
That's not cool.
Heat wave. Harlan, how old are you?
I am 11 years old.
Okay, you're old enough for this question. This state is reputedly the swearingest state in the union, where more swearing occurs.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to say Ohio.
I think I'm going to say you're right, Harlan. Holy cow! How about that? He's from Ohio, and maybe he's heard some. I don't know. He's 11 years old. Might have heard something on the playground or something. Do you think that's true, Harlan? By the way.
Yeah.
You yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have witnessed such things going on?
Hmm?
You have witnessed that or heard such?
You know, I've got, you know, a few friends that, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Say no more. Okay, Harlan, congratulations. You're on the quiz. This is Mike. He's your partner. Mike, Harlan.
Hi, Harlan.
Hi, Mike.
Okay, the two of you work as a team now. This is cooperative, and we have various categories, and we'll let you pick the first one, Harlan, from these.
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
What would you like, Harlan?
Let's go things you should have learned in school.
Okay, and you're 11 years old. You're as smart as you're ever going to be, so this you should get all of these. Okay, dinosaur beaks. You know, dinosaurs had that beak in front. But we all know, what were they used for? What were dinosaur beaks used for? Were they for cracking really big nuts? Were they a fashion statement? Or did they stabilize the skull of the dinosaur? Talk it over now, Harlan, Mike.
Stabilize the skull.
Yeah, I think that's true. We did a unit about dinosaurs in science last week.
And that's what they said about the beak?
Mm-hmm, to stabilize the skull.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Good school. You're going to a good school.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay. So what school are you going to? We got to give them credit for that.
I go to Shaker School.
Shaker School?
Yeah, Shaker Heights Middle School.
In the Heights, in the middle school. Okay, cool. All right, so we have various categories left, don't we?
Yep, and they are current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Mike?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. This could be anything. Oh, yes, it is. What unexpected animal makes a mating sound which has been compared to Barry White? You know Barry White?
Yeah.
Throaty kind of thing. Is it the lemur? Is it Betty White? Or is it the koala?
I would say the koala.
Oh. Harlan?
Yeah, I think it's a koala too.
Okay. Did you study this in school?
No.
Okay. The koala is exactly right. You guys are dynamite. Holy cow.
That's two right and no wrong.
We got to toughen up on these guys.
Yep. And the categories remaining are current events, people, places, or science.
Harlan, back to you.
All right. Let's do places.
Places it is. Okay. Think like a Canadian for a minute here. Okay. We know you can do that because she is Canadian, you know, at least part. She's part Canadian. Sarah. Think like a Canadian and rank dad, mom, and sister in terms of nice. They ask Canadians to rank their family. That would be different. Rank their family in terms of nice, of who's nice in the family, okay? So we've got mom, dad, and sister. If you can just put them in order of nice to least nice. Mom, dad, and sister, if you're a Canadian.
Go ahead.
I think it's mom, dad, then sister, but I don't know.
I was thinking dad, just your mom.
But he's, you know, he's in we'll a position up. To know because
yep.
he's not Canadian, but, you know, he seemed to just know it. It would be nice in a family. So you're saying mom number one, dad number two, and sis a distant third?
Well, that's kind of like how it is in my house, but...
Well, we'll go with that.
What's better than that? That's exactly right. Unbelievable. You deserve a better quiz show. That's all I can say.
They've won.
They won.
They did.
Well, is that it then? Or?
No, no. They could risk it all in the hopes of winning the mother load. Many,
well,
many more prizes.
How does that work then?
There's one more question. They mm-hmm. still get to choose the category, and then if they get that one question right, they win everything. If they get it wrong, they lose everything.
Oh, okay. So,
oh, boy. What do you want to do?
Let's do it.
Do it?
You're going to try and run the table? Okay, they're going to try and run the table. Harlan and Mike, Dynamite Duo. And you have one of these to choose from.
Yep, current events, people, or science.
Choose what do you want to do?
I don't care, you pick.
Let's do current events.
Current events. No.
All right.
No.
Okay. Let's do people.
Okay. Pet people. This is about pet people now. How many of you are pet people? Applaud if you are. You have to applaud because it gets them. They're everywhere. How many of you are pet people who don't have a pet? That's very sad. Aww. See, now we got a little sadness, too. That's good. You get the whole mix of feelings here. Pet people think the worst thing to put a pet through is one of the following. The worst thing you can put a pet through, is it A, pet therapy, B, a pet custody battle, or C, a pet wedding, marry your pet to another pet? The worst thing, according to pet people themselves. And CBS News. Mm. Factor that.
Oh, the custody battle.
Pet custody battle? Be the worst you've ever been involved in anything like that? Or?
Yeah, my kids have.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? I did. I lost my dog.
Oh, no.
Yep, yep.
And then you say, so that you immediately think that. Harlan, what do you want to weigh in on this?
I think it's either the custody battle or the wedding, but...
Wedding would be pretty bad.
Yeah.
I know, but, you know, they probably get treats afterwards.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, let's go with the custody
spa
battle.
Spa date or something like that. What? Pet custody battle is right. Congratulations. Hey.
Mike, show your allegiance with fair weather football fans with a lovely pair of plastic flamingos arrayed in Packer green and gold from Pink Ink. Then write your results both wholesome and subversive using Constance Hale's Sin and Syntax, how to craft wicked good prose from Three Rivers Press. Learn how to make pin cushions, coin purses, knick-knack boxes, mittens, gloves, and much more with the book Crafting with Cat Hair from Kaori Tutaya, originally published in Japan as Nikoke Furuto no Han and translated by Amy Hirschman from Quirk Books. And walk your kitchen through the wilder side of Alaskan flora with Cheryl Stanek and Barbara Butchers, collecting and using Alaska's wild berries and other wild products from the University of Alaska Fairbanks Cooperative Extension Service. Harlan, begin every morning the way the What Do You Know audiences does with Stephen Brew's Breakfast Blend coffee. Seems like maybe you're a little young for that. And later, while away winter worries with a cup of rich and smooth Costa Rican Terasu from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And just because maybe you're not a coffee drinker yet, we'll also throw in that you can learn and have fun at the same time with the Flashmaster handheld computer that makes math flashcards obsolete. In fact, the coffee might be more fun than that. And then show your support for North Dakota State University's unbeaten football team, wearing an official NDSU Bison fan t-shirt. Add class to your decor with a colorful Madison theme print from MarshaSparks.com and cherish a plethora of classic What Do You Know souvenirs, including a Greetings from Planet Feldman postcard, plus Michael Feldman Posse, Michael Feldman Posse Plus 7 Power, and Michael Feldman Core Value stickers. Congratulations to you both.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations, Harlan. Well, hang on, make sure we get an address for it. Thanks for playing. Did a great job. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
You're a good man. Thanks for playing the quiz. Now you know how it works. Next time you'll know for sure. Now you know how it works.
Catch What Do You Know live in Madison at the beautiful Monona Terrace. Next week, author Jonathan Miles is our guest. Tickets and scheduling information are available online at notmuch.com. And take What Do You Know with you on notmuch.com mobile. You can play the online quiz, listen to our archives, and purchase tickets all on the fly. Just bookmark notmuch.com on your smartphone or tablet. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is, of course, our producer international. This is PRI, Public Radio International.